Hello, this is David Snyder, president of BIMI, welcoming you to Moments for Missions with Dr. J.B. Godfrey. Today's episode is being re-aired in honor of Dr. Don Sisk.
Well, here we are at Friday again, and I have enjoyed so much just listening myself to Dr. Don Sisk. I've heard most of the stories before, but it's always a blessing, and some of you, maybe you've heard them for the first time. And Dr. Sisk was our general director for many years here at BIMI after having been on the field in Japan, and then you retired a long time ago. So what does retirement mean for Don Sisk? How many times a year do you preach still?
You know, actually, I never used the word retirement.
Okay.
I resigned the position as president, but I don't like the word retire. It means to sit on the sideline and do nothing.
Right.
Okay. And last year I preached, well, I say 2020.
Correct.
I had every Sunday planned. Okay.
Right.
But I preached January, February, two Sundays in March. Then I didn't go to another church until June.
Okay.
But I've preached every Sunday just about since then. And I'm somewhere every Sunday.
Sure. Okay.
God's been so good to me. Just finished a meeting a few days ago in Warner Robins, Georgia. Great meeting and so forth. But BIMI, I remember when we joined BIMI, they had an old motel. It was horrible.
I remember that too.
Okay, you remember that, okay. Then they moved to a building down on Dodd Avenue, you know, green building, and it seemed big. Then in, I think it's 1980 maybe, they built the new building on Dodge Avenue, same street,
right,
but down the road some. And then, of course, in 1996, we were able to buy this property out here.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a miracle, how God gave us the property here. And the growth of BIMI has been phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember the first month that they sent out the statements that they used computers. Nobody knew what they got. It was the most horrible mess. That phone rang constantly, you know.
Uh-huh.
And now they handle millions and millions of dollars every month.
Right.
You know, and so efficiently and so forth. And God is blessing BIMI. Dr. James Ray did a great job. Dr. Dave Snyder, and of course, you've been his assistant for 9 years.
Yeah.
And great things are happening today. And I sit back and rejoice at the fact that I can just see,
sure,
what God is doing, you know.
Yeah, it is wonderful. Back in December, we had our candidate school with 40 first-year candidates and 32 second-year candidates. And I say that to let you know that God's still calling young people to go to the mission field.
Hey, yeah, wonderful, wonderful, yeah.
And it seems like almost every group of you candidates we have, we're opening up brand new countries still.
Yeah. And Brother JB, BIMI, think about it now, 60 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
And doctrinally, we're still where we were.
Sure.
Philosophically, we're still where we were.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thank God there's been a lot of good changes, okay?
Yeah.
A lot of good things have,
sure,
happened. Candidate school, Camp Bimmy, you know, mission conference, all, yeah, those things on the field, the mission field conferences and so forth have developed. And I'm a little bit prejudiced, but I think BIMI is the greatest mission organization in the history of missions.
Well,
you know,
I would agree wholeheartedly with you on that. And Dr. Sisk, before we leave, I want you to, I hate to do this to you right then, but tell us how old you are currently.
I'm 87 years old.
87 years old, serving the Lord still, yeah, every day with your life.
Yeah. Well, that's by the grace of God. We know that.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. You listeners, some of you might want to write a note to BIMI and say, Dr. Don Sisk, we appreciated you sharing on Moments for Missions Radio with us.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.